Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to One Sports Talk. I am your host, Mike Yelich, alongside the back. He's back.
Hey, I'm back.
Dustin Pastula. And wow, do we have a program for you lined up tonight. Not only do we have Jason Mertidis from 97.5 The Fanatic at 9:15. Not only do we have Rob Guarino at 9:30. Not only are we taking your calls at 917-889-8018, pressing one to talk to us, of course, but we are going to cover the weather, the atmosphere, the underdogs, everything you could possibly imagine. We're going to cover the Eagles-Vikings game. We're going to cover the Patriots-Jaguars game, which these games should be astronomically big. Whoever thought, and let me just talk about this at the top of the program.
They're going to be huge.
Yeah, they're going to be
huge.
How about this? At the top of the program, I'm going to bring this up. What happened in 2004? And this is, I don't know if this is an omen or what. But the Eagles played the Vikings.
No.
And the Falcons.
No.
And that was the two teams they played in the playoffs, okay?
That's crazy.
Who did they play in the Super Bowl? The Patriots. Where did they play them? Jacksonville.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Wow.
There is some things that you cannot control. And I couldn't paint it any better to paint those four teams slash areas to do with 2004, and now here we are in 2018.
It's like one of those things that's like too many of them together to be coincidence, you know?
Right, exactly. It's great. I mean, and you know what was even better to hear? Well, here, let's just take you through. Here's the ending of the Falcons game.
Ryan rolling to the right. Ryan in trouble. Ryan flips one into the end zone with a prayer, incomplete. Jalen nose covering. Unbelievable. Biggest play of the game, Julio Jones falls down. It's this, Jalen Mills.
That is just music to my ears.
That's my favorite part about that, by the way. Like, when I first saw it, it shouldn't have been what I took away from that moment, but what I took away from the moment was, Julius Jones falls down.
Well, you know what's funny?
He falls down.
If he would have caught the ball, guess what? It wouldn't have counted because he was already out.
He was out of bounds.
So all those people, the Falcons were two yards away. They were. But guess what? He catches that ball, it's the same result.
Hey.
So.
You could be 100 yards away, 2 yards
right.
away.
Or you would know.
You know.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You lost.
You lost.
It doesn't matter.
Yep. And then after the game, the best part was, listen to this from Doug Peterson. Finally taking the necessary, what? Nobody gave us a chance. So, and it's all of you, pretty much. This is what I got out of it. Listen to this. It's great.
When did Carson go down? Okay, since that point, no one's given us a chance. Nobody has given us a chance. And I understand Carson's a great player, but every week our guys are hearing the same thing, that now we're all of a sudden not good enough. You know, we're 13-3. We have the best record in football. We're, you know, home field advantage throughout. Listen, there's not a lot of, I mean, the guys are going to motivate themselves just based on what they've done for them and heard for the last month of football. You know, listen, it really doesn't matter what you guys talk about, because that locker room in there is united, and I'll go to bat for every one of those guys, and I'll go to war with every one of those guys in that dressing room.
Wow. I love it. I love it. Doug Peterson.
Do you know what I love?
Oh, my God.
I love that what he just said. He's also talking to you, Mike.
I know. He's talking to you. No, I know.
Yeah, I know. You can, now you could be happy. You're an Eagles fan, of course.
Right.
But since December 10th, you were one of those people.
Yeah.
That didn't give him a prayer.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I mean, I was a little under the weather, so I'm not sure if I remember correctly, but I totally remember correctly.
Why?
When I called the Eagles to win, your initial reaction, your immediate reaction to me saying they were going to win was laughter.
Yeah.
Which was the same laughter I heard week three of last year.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, and I texted you, I don't think I said this on the show. I texted you this after the show.
Sure.
When Rob Guarino and I both picked the Eagles, we are right.
Undefeated, by the way. So it's interesting. That's an interesting stat. We'll have to talk to Rob about that. But now it's in the hands.
How's everyone doing? Let's make some noise. Come on.
How do you listen? He played exactly how he needed to play.
Where are your insults now?
Not great, but you know what? He played good. He managed the game. He did what he had to do. And now the Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. We're taking your calls, 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us.
And here's the thing.
What?
Okay. I was trying to look it up, but it wouldn't load. So, so I'm not sure if I'm right.
What?
But, yeah, like you said, he didn't play great.
Yeah.
No touchdowns, but no interceptions.
Right. And okay? That's what he needed to do, play now, mistake-free football.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, you're looking also at just under 250 yards, which is not bad.
Right.
And listen to this. And I think I'm right. You can check me on this.
Right.
But his completions was 23 for 30.
Yep.
Somewhere around there.
Yep. I mean, you look at
now
it.
Now that completion percentage right there speaks for itself. I mean, I was even one of the people that says keep it out of his hands. But, hey.
No.
Look.
Listen.
He had it just enough. And you know what?
Yeah.
He needs to play that exact game against the Vikings.
You look at it right here, all right? You have two turnovers. LeGarrette Blount gives it up. Jay Ajayi gives it up. You're thinking, well, this is not going well, all right? And then they score off of those turnovers. So now they have 10. Eagles have, like, 6 at this point. Or 6 because Jake Elliott, Mr. I can make a 61-yarder and a 53-yarder in a playoff game, cannot seem to make an easy extra point. This is why I hate kickers. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, yeah.
But you look at it, so it's 10-6, and then that I know we're still down at this point, but that last field goal before the half, the 53-yarder, that pushed the Eagles' favor in the momentum and the shifted back to the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everything went from there. And the Falcons didn't score again. So really, off the Falcons, they didn't score anything. This defense held them to 0 points. So you could say what you want about the Vikings' defense. But I like our defense. I'll go to war any day, just like Doug Peterson said at the top of the program. If
you would not look.
What?
I know you love the Eagles, but you would have not said that sentence last week or the week before.
Let's
you
go to the phone.
I'm just letting you know. You would have not said that exact sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to line number one. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's the first special guest of the night. This is Derek from McCungie.
the first special guest. What is that about? As you know, on Derek, your, the Fanatic, we have Jason Martinez coming up, and then we have our weather guy, Rob Guarino, coming up, 9:15 and 9:30, respectful of times. But, yeah. But, no, Derek from McCungie, you're up there too, right around them.
All right, wonderful. Thank you. So I just want to point out that I was 3-1 last weekend.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Which is ironically the only game I picked wrong was the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Hey, can you name one person out of the three people talking right now that picked that right? I just want to know if you know who it is.
I think his name starts with a D. Is it D-Bag?
He doesn't. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Listen.
No.
All I'll say is, I got him wrong.
Ridiculous would be
Derek. Even
ridiculous would be you and Derek's predictions. That's what ridiculous would be.
Hear me out, Derek. First of all, you go first. What do you think of this defense now? I mean, I think it shocked me, obviously, and it shocked you. It has to.
I was surprised, but I'm going to give more credit to the weather than the Eagles' defense. I think the Falcons played shitty because of the weather.
Yes, because because Atlanta never gets cold.
Well, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not in a dome,
yes,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not in a dome.
Yes, it does.
Well, yeah, but not inside the dome. I mean,
yeah,
they stay warm. I mean, they go in the locker room. They eat Chick-fil-A. What's not to love about that? They're just living the life.
Chick-fil-A in the summertime and when the same. No. Hey, I've been on the receiving end of you playing those things while a caller is talking, and I do not agree with
you. Derek, and hear me out here. As an Eagles fan, as an Eagles host, I love the fact that Andy Reid is just one and done in the playoffs again. I mean, it's just so great. You know, we've been seeing it for years and trying to tell the national media, oh, don't sell this guy short. Oh, really? Really? Because all I'm seeing is Andy Reid go one and done, and I can't remember the last time the Chiefs actually won a playoff game. And that's the truth.
Well, if you know, if
what is this, your Andy Reid impression? You got to work on that. That sounds like a.
You don't need. All you need to do is mumble. Well, you can't not do a good mumble.
I don't understand why you hate Andy Reid so much. Like, he did well for you guys. I mean, I know you never didn't win a Super Bowl, but I mean, the Eagles were fairly dominant for a number of years in a row in the early 2000s, and a big part of it was him and Donovan McNabb.
2014.
Listen, Derek, I want to go over some stats with you, okay? And this is, as of this year, this is the defense,
Derek,
okay?
Derek, this is true, Derek.
Yeah, this is stats right here, and stats don't lie.
It's factual.
So, Minnesota is a different team away, all right? So this is why I'm not saying that the Eagles are for sure going to win this game, but you have to look at this. At home, Minnesota, opponent yards per rush attempt. Minnesota at home gives up 2.8. Away, 4.3. NFL team opponent rushing yards per game. Minnesota at home, 55 yards. Away, 112, over double. Then, NFL team opponent points per game, Minnesota at home, 12.5, away, 19. They're a different team away. They just are. So, do you think there's any stock into what I just read, or do you think it's a stone-cold moral lock that the Eagles are losing this game because the Vikings just have such a great defense?
I think there's absolutely no stock in what you just said, because I think you find statistics to support your own position.
I think that's what statistics are for in general, to be honest.
So you're just going to ignore the facts that I just told you?
Anybody can find statistics to support their – you can just as easily find
statistics
to counteract what he just said. So, which is why – and, Derek, this is what – I'm not actually disagreeing with you. I'm kind of agreeing with you, which is why – ever since the beginning of the season, and you know it, always made my predictions based off of what I personally see, how the teams play.
I don't know how you can ignore those stats.
How I see them play against different styles, how I see the Vikings defense play against different styles of offense, how I see the Eagles defense play against different styles of offense, and that's where I make my predictions from. And that's why he's ignored predictions for the first time in this show's history, because I'm finally going to beat him, and he's going to just
pissed off
because you guys haven't been keeping score.
Oh, I have been keeping score.
How are you that far ahead of me? Because I've been whooping you the last couple of weeks.
Oh, you mean when there were only like four games per week?
Well, hey.
Yeah. And you haven't been whooping me. We've been.
I don't know
even.
How you can come on this program and actually just blindly ignore stats, because I have more. Don't worry. There's more where that came from.
Hold on. All right. So
no.
What I will say about the stats is that those are the first stats that you've said in a while that had to do with this season. Like last week, you're like spouting off stats about like previous years when the team was probably completely different and all that garbage. So like I understand your point about the stats for this year, but to Dustin's point, it's about the momentum and about what the team is doing right now. And like what I'll say about that is, you're going to be very surprised at what my Super Bowl prediction is because of exactly that momentum, right? I think the Vikings are going to win because of their defense. I do agree with that because I think they're hot. They're playing tough defense. Obviously, Case Keenum is fucking balling out. Can't deny it. I know you hate Case Keenum, but he had aside from a luck, like honestly, it was a lucky play, but he played a very, very good game against the Saints.
Derek, I'm going to have to drop you if you drop the F-bomb again. Just careful with the language. I hear what you're saying. I just can't sit here and tell you Case Keenum. I just can't. All right. I want to believe in the guy, but I just can't. That last play was bogus.
Not yet. But if the Vikings win the Super Bowl, I bet you this guy comes on air and says,
I gotta say, maybe there's something to this Case
and
Keenum
can
guy.
I also say, and we're up against it big time, and I really want to get to this though, Derek. Every team, this is the Matt Ryan effect, I call it. Every team to beat Matt Ryan in the playoffs has participated in the Super Bowl that year. Defeat the Falcons in the wild card round, Steelers in the Super Bowl. Okay. That was the Cardinals. How about Green Bay defeated the Falcons in the divisional round, defeated the Steelers in the Super Bowl. How about the Giants defeated the Falcons in the wild card round, defeated the Patriots in the Super Bowl. How about the 49ers defeated the Falcons in the NFC Championship, play the Ravens in the Super Bowl. How about the Patriots defeated the Falcons in the Super Bowl, and they won the Super Bowl. This year, Eagles defeat the Falcons in the divisional round, and
8 out of the 10 of those won the Super Bowl, too.
So, I don't know. I don't know, man.
But, again, different teams, different times.
I hear you. But the interesting stats, to say the least. How about this?
Is that even a stack?
Like, last four walk-off touchdowns to advance in same postseason. 2015, Cardinals over Green Bay. Next game, lost, 49-15. How about in 2014, the Seahawks over Green Bay. Next game, they lost, 28-24. How about 2011, the Broncos over the Steelers. Next game, lost, 45-10. 2009, Cardinals over the Green Bay Packers. Next game, lost, 45-14.
And Derek, don't even get me started about what happened in 1957.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm lost, man. There's too many stats flying around. I'm brain dead right now.
Well, these all support the Eagles winning. I'm not saying they're going to, but there's a good
stats are
feeling
around
I have
here, like circumcised mosquitoes around a pond over here.
Yeah, well, was that what
was
I think
that
it
like
was?
A wise-ass comment?
Yeah, it was. Of course it was.
At least you played that when out without a
kind of circumcised
yeah.
mosquito.
Right, exactly, Jerry Jones. All right, Derek, give me a prediction for both games. We didn't even talk about the Jaguars Patriots yet, but give me a prediction on that, and then give me a Vikings-Eagles score.
Jaguars are going to beat the Patriots because they're going to play Smash Mouth football. And it's going to be Vikings-Jaguars Super Bowl.
Oh, God. That is a snooze fest. What's your Vikings-Eagles score?
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. It'll be like 20-17.
I don't think you – look – this is just me because I like Smash Mouth football and I like teams that are exciting, that are energized, that are full of adrenaline. And I don't think I've seen a boring Jaguars game, whether they win, lose, or it's low scoring.
All right. Well, Derek,
but that Steelers game was not boring at all. That Steelers Jaguars game was awesome.
Derek, listen, I hope you're wrong. And
Get out.
All right, there he is, Derek from McCungie. We'll talk to him next week.
See you, Derek.
There he is.
You don't even let them say goodbye.
Man. Well, he didn't deserve it with that. So you're just going to ignore my prediction.
Yes.
You're going to ignore my stats.
Yes.
You're going to ignore the alacrity. You're going to ignore everything that's thrown in your face because
you
don't like the Eagles as a Redskins
Mike,
fan.
You didn't.
Come on.
No, I agree with Derek. You didn't even pull those stats out of your own butt. You went to Atlanta and pulled them out of a donkey's butt. Like, they came out of nowhere.
All right. Okay. Want to remind you, everyone on hold, a lot of callers on hold. Everyone on hold, you have to press 1 in order to talk to us, though. Unless you're just listening, that's fine, too.
I will say this. I don't mind stats.
Yeah.
Like, the ones you gave last week,
yeah.
I thought were the ones that he said he didn't like.
Right.
I thought those were kind of cool.
See?
But I feel like you're just fishing with some of the ones you said. Not all, but some of the ones you said today. Like,
Stranger things have happened. Let's go to line number 3.
Great show.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Jared Howard. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Where's this guy been?
What the?
Who's this guy?
Wow. Jared, how you doing tonight,
this
man?
This guy coming out of the woodwork.
Good.
Listen.
How are you guys doing?
we're doing good. I'm surprised you called this week because – you haven't called for about 2 months, I'd say, and your Saints were looking awesome. Now your Saints are out, and you do call. So I'm a little confused. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good for football and life in general, but for the Saints, man, it was a tough one. It was just one of those miraculous plays. We're blaming on the player, but I think part of it has to do with coaching, and it just happens. But going off for these next two games, Dustin, I just gotta let you know your punchlines are you've been killing the last 20.
The last 20. What does that mean?
It means
the, he's been funny. He's been, and I agree with the statistics thing. It's
thank you.
If it when it comes to playoff statistics, go out the window.
Yeah, he doesn't agree with you.
No. Well, you're the one person that thinks he's funny, so that's good.
There are many.
Jared, let me ask you a question.
Well, here, but
what? Go ahead.
Well, one thing. The Vikings.
Yeah.
The last.
He's looking it up.
We lost him.
Oh, man, off of that crazy play. While
Jared,
you're all
right
up,
there, man.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up big time, man. All right, let's put Jared on hold. We'll try to clear his line up there. Let's go to line number 4. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Stay on the line, Jared.
Hey, man, this is RJ from Harrisburg. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, RJ, how you doing, man?
Not too bad, man. So I like the wild statistics you were actually throwing out. And the wild thing I want to throw out there is the mask. You've heard about this, I'm sure, right?
Maybe. I don't know. What's the mask?
All right. So after the game, you saw Lane Johnson wearing that mask, right? Him and Chris Long wearing a dog mask.
He didn't say mask.
So all the Eagles fans are wearing that. Hold on. Here, I'll take off my headset.
Okay. Yeah, you got get us off the headset, man.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Cleared up now?
Yeah, how's that?
All right, that's much better, man.
A lot better.
All right, what were you saying about that?
So after the game, Lane Johnson and Chris Long, they wore a dog mask. And they wore this to signify they were the underdogs. So the Eagles actually put out a press release saying they're welcoming fans to wear a dog mask. So I think the league is going to be an impossible place to play.
Here's what I'll say about that.
They're going to throw him on the field.
No. I don't know if I like the dog mask when the defense is on the when the defense is on the field though, because aren't the dog masks going to make it a little bit quieter? You hear what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah. Mm.
I don't know.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
I've never played in a pro stadium.
I think it's going to be crazy there, man.
I can't see. Whatever.
I mean, I don't know. It's interesting to say the least, but. It's an interesting thought I had when I heard about all these dog masks being sold out, which, by the way, I ordered a poodle one just in case I were to go.
There you go.
Hey,
why don't you look up the success statistic teams who are in the NFC Championship game when their fans wear dog masks? Seeing as you're pulling all these stats out of nowhere, you should probably be able to find one of those.
Look at this. Yeah. But listen, I just played you Doug Peterson. RJ, you have to feel like at least this coach now, and believe me, there were many people, including myself, last year, you looked at the coach and said he's a stupid. He has no clue what he's doing. He has no control.
Some of the play calls, what we were doing on third down.
Fourth and eight against the Packers, it killed me. But
his
now,
continuous use of the screen pass, by the way, just like annoys me to no end. It really does.
Well, Nick Foles seems that I'm just saying
with the RPO.
Right. Exactly.
That's because that's as far as he can throw it.
Well, that's fine. Guess what? It works. All right. I'm not going to complain about it. I look at it and I say to myself, this guy has command now. I mean, Doug Peterson, after that at that press conference, you heard it in his voice. He was fired up.
Don't play it again.
I mean, we're going to play it again. Right.
Why?
Listen to this.
We all heard
Listen to this right here.
Play it.
Okay, since that point, no one's given us a chance. Nobody has given us a chance.
Including Mike Yeller.
And I understand Carson's a great player, but every week our guys are hearing the same thing, that now we're all of a sudden not good enough. You know, we're 13-3. We have the best record in football. We're, you know, home field advantage throughout. Listen, there's not a lot of – I mean – the guys are going to motivate themselves just based on what they've done for them, heard for the last month of football. You know, listen, it really doesn't matter what you guys talk about, because that locker room in there is united, and I'll go to bat for every one of those guys, and I'll go to war with every one of those guys in that dressing room.
Wow. I love it. That's a guy, that's a coach that has the locker room under control at this point.
Yeah, he also has somewhat of like an Andy Reid mumble impression.
How's
in
everyone
there too.
Doing?
Hey, I'll tell you.
And he has stuff under control
season,
too.
People were giving Doug Peterson doubts at the beginning of the season. No one thought he was going to be the coach that led the team to where they are today.
Right. Exactly.
I think he's done a great job.
Look at it. And RJ, I don't know about you, but I was watching Nick Foles, and you could see it in his eyes. After halftime, you saw it in his eyes. He had command. He had control. The pass to Jeffrey, Alshon or Aguilar got involved. Ertz got involved. That drive. He had control for the first time all year. I don't know.
Especially the series where he hit Jeffries a few times in a row. That was a great series right there.
Yep. RJ, I'm up against it.
Should I leave you two alone or like what's
real this? Quick?
Maybe.
I want to get a score. What is your score?
Okay. All right. So I think it's going to be another tight one. I think the Eagles are going to pull it out. It's going to be like 17-10.
17-11.
Okay. And give me a score for we didn't even talk about it yet, Jacksonville and the Patriots.
I actually think the Jags are going to win it, and I think it's going to be a defensive-type game. I think it's going to be a 23-20.
Wow.
I call the Jags.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. You made my voice squeak with that one. Wow.
I didn't even squeak. That was like –
Dude,
whisper.
Hey, yeah. Look at what they've been doing to every team that talks smack on them or look down on them or cast them aside. And look at what they've done. And every time they've talked trash, they've backed it up. Their defense is on fire. I can't wait to see what they'll do against Brady.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think the road stops here. But some stranger things have happened.
You have been saying that about the Eagles this entire time, by the way.
No, listen,
so,
I know. I agree.
Look how many times you've been wrong this season.
Right.
I think
and then I'm over here like,
I think
exactly. All right. RJ, we're up against it. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. All right, man.
Have a good one.
All right. There he is, RJ from Harrisburg checking in. We're going to go to line number 5 right now. What is your name? And where are you calling from?
Rob, Danielsville, Pennsylvania. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I was
Rob.
Waiting for his call.
Yeah, I'm waiting for his call too, like a hemorrhoid. What's going on, Rob? There you go, Mike, picking up on the funny.
Yeah, good.
Listen,
I feel love.
Yeah, you feel the love. Listen, you have to. Well, I'm sure you're feeling the luck. That's for sure. You know. At the end of that game, you were done. You were done until Case Keenum threw up a duck and somehow Stephon Diggs picked it up out of the air and you guys got lucky on a miracle in Minnesota. Your thoughts?
I like that name, Miracle Minnesota.
Okay, wait a minute. First of all, you're right. I thought we were over. I thought we were over. However, that pass was not a duck.
Rob, I would never break up.
That pass was not a duck. That was they practiced that play, seven heaven, the day before the game.
They practiced screwing up and having some guy randomly catch it?
Hey, Diggs made a great catch.
What are they, the little Giants?
And the defense made a bad play. Here's the way I look at it. We were on the other end of those miracles the last couple of years. It's about time we have something go our way.
That's fine, but at least admit that it's a miracle. Don't try and tell me that play was practiced and perfected in training. Like that's just like
let's go have a ham sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go do.
It's come on. I mean, you got to give him credit. I mean, yeah, two
no,
professional
I'm not
athletes.
Give him credit. No,
make a great play. Now, listen, that everybody, if you're a Vikings fan or not a Vikings fan. You will never forget that moment if you were watching a game. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was. You know what was incredible? When Case Keenum threw it up for grabs and it was picked off. That's the Case Keenum I know. That's the Case Keenum we're going to get at the link. Case Keenum.
That's the Case Keenum from the first 9 years of his
career.
Yeah,
exactly. Case Keenum's an NFL journeyman, and I can't wait for his Cinderella to end, and it ends in Philly on Sunday. big boy.
You know who else, you know who else had one great season? Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Where's he at?
Well, listen.
I'm just saying, Rob. Go ahead.
Okay. We're in the game, okay? We won the game. It was, you know what? We were dominant for three quarters. And I'll tell you what the big difference was. When Zendejo went out, I knew it was trouble. And that's when Breeze started picking everybody apart. Because without Zendejo in here, that whole defense changes. So, with that being said, if Zendejo's not in on Sunday, it could be a little bit of an uphill battle for the Vikings.
I just feel like, I don't know. It's the things you say, like, you've been right a lot this season. But sometimes I hear what you say, and it's just like, you know, as a realist as you might claim to be, sometimes I feel like you have that team favorite blindfold on. Because, I mean, if you're going to try and tell me, like, you know, I still can't get past it. You're gonna come on this show and try and say, the Vikings are in practice. Like, hey, listen, I'm going to throw the ball over your head, almost out of reach, and you're going to jump like LeBron James, and we're going to make the defender miss, and you're going to catch it. We're going to do it with the last couple seconds left, okay? So let's make sure we practice that, because we want to make it look like a mess up.
Yeah, that ain't practice. Like, Come on.
Rob, you think they made that play up in the huddle with 10 seconds to go?
I think they were supposed to go to the receiver, not the receiver. The only reason he avoided that defender was because it was thrown too high,
and he
had to jump to catch it.
And you know what? The Williams brothers, as I'm calling them, the Williams brothers of doom. That's what they – really. They should be cut immediately from the Saints. And if I was a Saints fan, they'd be done. They would be roasted. I don't know how those two defenders – did that. I don't even know what that was. The one was like trying to tackle Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Like, what are you doing? Who are you guarding? What are you doing? So, yeah, I got to be honest. I mean, look, I'm glad it's the Vikings, because in a shootout, I mean, yeah. I don't want to play Drew Brees in a shootout. Are you kidding me?
And I'll give you that. It made a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we play the Minnesota Vikings. Rob, this is exactly what you said to me when we talked back in October. September.
Yes.
You said that it's going to be the Vikings and the Eagles in Philadelphia. Well, which, you got what you wanted.
Which was a safe and good pick?
Yes.
I never disagreed with him on that. Completely possible.
You going to the game, Rob?
Finally, I get a little bit of credit. I'm on the fence. I'm trying to find a fellow Viking to go with me, but everybody's afraid to go.
That's what I used to say when I would go to Dorney Park.
I wear my colors down there.
Yeah. Go ahead. He said everybody's scared to go. I used to say that going to Dorney Park about my friends. Like, hey, my friends are scared to go, so I'm not going to make it. In real life, I didn't have any friends, okay? That's because there are no Vikings fans besides Rob over there in Danielsville.
Wow. No, Rob, listen. I want you to come to the game anyway.
There's a couple of Vikings fans that I know from the Lehigh Valley. We got some out here that'll probably be down there.
I know a couple of Viking fans going. I might be down there yet, but I want to go because I was at all those Eagle NFC Championship games they lost. I was at every one of them.
So stay your ass.
So
home.
I should go. I should.
Yeah,
go.
You should.
you know what? I want to give you guys this.
You should stalk Yelich and then try to find out where he's sitting, sit next to him.
What?
Are you going, Mike?
I'm trying to go. But what were you going to say, Rob? We're up against it.
I'll let you know where he's sitting.
No, there's a stat that I'll share with you guys about the Vikings. Wow. And they're 3-35. 3-35 on road playoff games in natural grass.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a 3-35, you said?
3-35 out of So
I didn't know.
Again,
that.
I'm not a big stack guy, okay? Because I'm actually looking at the two teams at hand here. And
there we go. See?
We got two backup quarterbacks. We got two backup quarterbacks. We got two incredible defensive line. And it's going to change the play call for both coaches. And I don't know what's – I think the defenses are going to win this game. I don't know who's going to win. I mean, the defense is going to win. Whatever happens in this game, the defense is going to have the final say in it. That's just my opinion.
Well, I think that is a perfect assessment of this game. Everything you just said, I agree with wholeheartedly.
Here's the thing, Rob. I want you to call in next week. So don't go to the game because you won't come out alive if you're wearing your Viking gear. All right?
Oh, he'll be fine. I used to go with Titans jerseys all the time.
Well, that's different.
Well, I've been down there with Vikings jerseys. I just don't know. It's a late game. I got to work Monday. You know, I'm thinking about that whole thing.
Go.
But
don't go. Especially with your record. Don't go. What? we're up
seriously.
Give me your
last. I'll give you the prediction for the Jaguars Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to blow out the Jags.
Yeah, I do too. What do you think?
I would love to see the Jags win, but you know what? I can't put anything together to make it make sense.
Right. What's the score on that?
Bortles. It's going to be 34-14.
Ooh. Okay.
34-14.
What's the Vikings Eagles score?
Well, I say okay. I'm a Vikings fan, so take it easy on me. The Vikings are going to pull it off. And it's going to be 24-23. So the Eagles are going to cover the spread.
So the same score that it was before the Vikings scored against the Saints.
Eagles are going to cover the spread. But the Vikings are going to win the game.
Hey, Rob.
Interesting.
Hey, Rob.
So that what do you guys, what's your prediction? Mike, what's your prediction?
You'll,
or is that coming
you'll
at
hear
the end
it
of the
at
show?
The end of the show.
Yes, you got to listen to the rest
you'll
of the
hear
show.
You'll hear it at the
show.
Yeah. I have four words for you.
Get out. Get out.
No, wait.
All right.
Wait. One last thing.
How
can somebody hate Foles for 4 weeks and all of a sudden you're in love with the guy?
I'm in love with the guy.
Oh,
I'm not in love with the guy.
You know what?
When did I say I'm in love with the guy?
No, but I know exactly what Rob's talking about here. I was just about to say that.
You
were ripping on Foles since he started. Drafted.
Yes.
Who wanted that? Exactly. That's why Doug Peterson in his interview was talking to everyone, especially people like you. I love you, man. No offense. But you were ripping on this guy so hard, saying he didn't belong on the field, saying that he had no business being there, saying that the Eagles were done and out, that they had no chance, and look where they are now. And look, you're even playing his soundbite on our show now. Like, and this is exactly what I was saying about before when Foles was in 2013. This is how much you liked him back then.
You know what? We got to go to break. We got to break.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
Because Jason Martinez coming up from
24-23 Vikings.
Yeah, there you go. Good. There he
thing.
Is, Rob.
Hey.
From
Skull.
What?
Hey, Mike, I'm going to do the Skull chant in front of your house on Monday morning. Skull.
I am pissed off.
Seriously?
I still don't know what that is.
Get out.
There he is. Rob from Danielsville. We'll talk to him next week. I cut him off. He's done.
You know, besides besides chewing tobacco, I don't even know what Skull is.
All right. We're going to take a break.
I really don't.
That was so much in the first segment. And, guys, we have 50 minutes of show left. Who knows what's going to happen with Jason Martinez, Rob Guarino, and more of your calls right after this.
Football season is upon us, and at Phillipsburg East and Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CR-V, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Phillipsburg East and Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best. Phillipsburg East and Honda. Satisfaction's
guaranteed. Vehicle must be in safe operating condition. All right, guys, I got one thing to say here, and that is make sure you go to Werkheiser Electric, please, because they are always given free estimates. They're powered by integrity. They have revolving coupons on the website at WerkheiserElectric.com. Speaking of coupons, guys, you mentioned the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call. Servicing the Lehigh Valley, licensed in PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekend back. So you can get back to watching the big games and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser Electric. They did it for me with lights and Greenewalds. They can do it for you. Make sure you call Werkheiser Electric today at 610-866-1076 and go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, want to make sure you go to Daku Auto Body right there. When you get your car repaired, they're the best people in the world you can go to. They're family-owned and operated since 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. You can finance your deductible. You get 90 days free. It only takes 45 seconds to approve it. Get updated repair status online. That's Daku's car rental service. They're accepting all insurance appraisals, and they're giving free estimates. Daku is your auto body specialist. And guess what? You can actually watch your car as it gets repaired. There's pictures of the repairs as they happen, updated daily on the website at DakuAutoBody.com, located at 1135 Howertown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 610-264-5507. Also, want to make sure you get Miller Lite, all right? They're the best light beer, their original light beer. You want Miller Lite, all right? Beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six-pack. It's Miller time, baby. And Dustin actually just asked what I'm doing in Ocean City, Maryland. Well, I'm drinking Miller Lite, of course. I'm watching a dolphin go in the ocean. And as the dolphin's going in the ocean, I'm looking and saying, God, screw the dolphin. How good is Miller Lite? Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to Miller Lite. .com. All right, we're back here on One Sports Talk, taking more of your calls, but at 9:15 we got Jason Merchita, so we're going to get to your calls quickly. Let's go to, is there a caller already in the queue here?
Hello?
Let's go to line number 9. I don't know how long they've been on. Line number 9, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Maybe it's Ralph.
That's very odd. All right, we're going to put that back on mute. I don't know. So what's weird here is in the queue,
Yes. There's
certain buttons, and that looked like it was actually Yes. A live call for the last couple of minutes.
And you heard, like, some rustling on that.
Right.
It went like this.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what was going on there, but we got Jason Martinez from 97.5 The Fanatic in a couple of minutes here. We got Rob Guarino coming on at 9:30. He's going to talk the weather for this game and how it may not even be a factor now.
Who cares?
Yeah. Do we need it?
No.
Do we need the weather on our side?
Well, no, because the only weather that could be on our side is cold, snowy weather, which is also on the Viking side. So.
Well, not the waxing crescent.
Stop it.
No.
Just stop.
Waning gibbous. Love the waning gibbous.
Just knock it off.
We have.
Knock it
we have
off.
Some of the moon.
You're getting off track here. You're getting off track here. By the way,
what?
I mentioned this to you before while we were off the air.
Sure. This is big.
Yeah,
wait.
Are you going to do it?
This actually is.
Are you going to do
really
it?
If you really think about it.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah. Go ahead. Break it.
So the word today is that Tom Brady of the New England Patriots, if you don't know who he is, he's the quarterback. He jammed one of the fingers on his throwing hand when he was ran into by one of his own players. And they're saying that the x-rays show no structural damage and that it looks like the injury should be manageable come game time this weekend. But I find that interesting because I always feel like when reports like that come out against such a big star on a team that's playing in the Super Bowl or in one of the championship games, I feel like they put it on there on purpose to try and psych out the other team and their fans and give them hope. And then like, oh yeah, he's unlikely for the game. And then he like runs out in halftime and some stupid,
by the way, Jared just messaged me here. Make sure you go to facebook.com/onesportstalk, by the way. Okay. He has the Eagles 24-20 against the Vikings and also the Patriots 30-24.
Interesting. The 24-20 was what I picked for last week's Eagles game. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are scoring that kind of points against this team. I mean, you look at it and you see the Vikings. I mean, but again, those stats I read, it's different.
I agree with a low scoring game, and as a matter of fact, I can see this game being just like last week, like a 15-10 type thing.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
You were saying you could see it. Oh. And I was just thinking about what I – right, I know. No, I know. I got you.
I can see it.
Yeah, right,
funny.
Exactly. 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. I almost forgot what the number was here. We got Jason Martinez coming up any second now, and we also have Rob Guarino coming on to talk about the weather. And, you know, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of pissed off it's not going to be as cold because the Vikings are a dome team. And I thank God we're not in Minnesota, by the way, to hear that stupid I hate that stupid horn that they have to play for every single thing.
You know what it reminds me of that I also hate? At Florida State games in college.
Right.
That they and they always move their – they go, whoa, I hate that. Because like, they'll do it when their team, like, loses yardage, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
And the same thing in the Vikings. They just like, oh, and Case Keenum throws an interception.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Exactly.
Like,
I don't,
dude,
you know,
don't play that again.
Don't play what? There's a couple of things I'm going to play.
You know what?
Listen, I have to say this. I am stunned the Eagles won this game. But now that we're – here's the thing. I feel better about playing the Vikings in the NFC Championship game than I did playing the Falcons in the divisional round game, as weird as that is.
Right.
Because Matt Ryan,
good
quarterback.
Yeah.
Case Keenum. That's what I think of Case Keenum. I mean, he stinks. Case Keenum is – look, you can throw as many ducks up in the air as you want.
Yeah.
But the fact is – he's just not a good quarterback.
Right.
And he gets so many of those throws he has that was luck on his side.
Sure.
So, I don't know. You can say what you want.
There's only so many times that something can happen consecutively where it just stops becoming luck.
Right.
But
I mean, I read it for you though.
I mean, he's no dead shot. I'm sure I'll give you that, but
right. But team opponent yards per rush attempt, all right? I'm going to go back to this. It's the rushing.
Please
okay?
read it again because I definitely forgot it within the past hour.
All right. Well, that's why I'm gonna.
Yeah, go ahead.
Minnesota rush attempts per yards per rush attempt, 2.8. Away, 4.3. All right. Then you have NFL team opponent rushing yards per game. At home, they give up 55. That's really good. But then away, 112. And that in the top 10 is like near the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
All right. And then here it is, opponent points per game.
Right there on the screen.
Home, 12.5. Away, 19. So it's totally, they're a different team when it comes to away. So is there anything to say there? There is, because I think you're seeing a different team now. Let me just play this clip, by the way. This happened at, look at this. This happened with Mike Zimmer's press conference. Couldn't think of his name. The head coach of the Vikings. Now, listen what is in the background here. You'll hear the fans in Minnesota chanting something.
I'm not saying that on TV for sure.
The fans are chanting, "We want Philly." Now, there's a couple different things I think about that. That's good that they want Philly and they want to play here and everything like that.
Who's that old guy dancing with the Eagles?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But the fact that they're chanting, "We want Philly." Look, you got Philly, all right? You already know. You're coming here. And guess what? You don't want Philly. Because if you get Philly, you're – I'm just saying. I think my picks will once they're revealed, will shock you like no other.
Right.
Because of how I've been talking the whole night.
Sure.
But I'm not afraid of the Vikings. I'm just not. Now, you saw, let's just kind of go through a history here. Okay?
Oh, my God.
The Rams trade Sam Bradford to the Eagles for Nick Foles, okay? Foles loses his job with the Rams to Case Keenum. The Eagles draft Carson Wentz, and the Eagles trade Bradford to the Vikings. Bradford gets hurt, and he gets replaced by Case Keenum. Wentz gets hurt and gets replaced by Foles. Keenum and Foles will meet with a Super Bowl berth on the line. That is full circle, if you can ever imagine full circle.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's why it's in a meme.
Right.
Yeah.
So you look at this and you say to yourself, Case Keenum, Nick Foles, Blake Bortles, and Tom Brady, which one does it belong? And it's Tom Brady. I mean, you look at it and it's like a battle of the backups. All right. But
I mean,
that being said, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of. I mean, Bortles didn't come in as a backup this season.
No, but
he's
pretty much a backup.
But yeah, I mean, his playing performance is that of a backup that it can play decent enough with a good team around him.
Right.
Which is the three of them. I mean, you put Foles, Keenum, or Bortles on a team like the 49ers, and they don't do what Garoppolo does.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. they don't do it because they need a good team around them to play well.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, and if anybody's proving that statement right that I just said, it's definitely Case Keenum. I mean, 9 years in the league. What has he done until now?
Well, and look at this. Nick Foles and Case Keenum were Rams teammates 2 years ago. They will become the first quarterbacks that didn't start the season to face each other in the conference title game.
What?
That is, I mean, that's interesting to say the least. All right. Now,
damn.
When the Eagles went to Super Bowl 13 years ago, which is long enough, they also played the Falcons and the Vikings, which we talked about, just like this year, held the Falcons to 10 points in the NFC title game. They held the Vikings to 14 points. Can they do it again?
Wow. You know what? I think that means absolutely nothing.
So you don't like these stats I'm giving you?
Well, the other ones were kind of cool, but that one right there doesn't mean anything. Because not only are the Vikings a different team, the Eagles are a different team.
Well,
so it's a completely different game.
I mean, the Eagles won the time of possession battle against the Falcons, all right? They had 32 minutes, 6 seconds.
They
Falcons
need to win it by a bigger margin against the against the Vikings.
Yeah, they do. Red zones, both teams finished 1 out of 3 in the red zone.
The Eagles in this game need their line to play the best game it has played all season, Carson Wentz or Nick Foles, because Nick Foles can actually complete passes and move the ball down the field as long as he's protected. He's a pocket passer.
Right.
So that offensive line needs to take the dog masks off and get their head in the game, okay, because it's not over yet. They're not at the Super Bowl just yet. Get focused, okay? Stop getting your – although I will give Lane Johnson credit, his underdog T-shirts have sold out, and what is it, 50 grand, and he's donating it all to Philly schools.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't get better than that.
Right.
You know, because he doesn't have drugs to buy anymore. Anyway.
Stop. That's not true.
Anyway, but like –
he has them.
But you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I hear you.
They need to really step it up and
right.
honestly believe that the Eagles can tear up this defense if they don't use just – now, there's a few factors that go into this.
I don't agree, but go ahead.
I think that they need to try to create a three-headed monster with Clements, Blunt, and Ajayi.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it already with the Vikings.
Right.
You put people in that backfield that and you keep switching them out. And
right.
you got to make the Vikings not know what's coming, okay? They don't know if Ajayi is going to be doing his agile crap around the outside. They don't know if Blunt's going to fumble it up the middle. They don't know if Clements is going to do his smash mouth thing that he does. Like, you have to rotate them. You have to keep the defensive line. And I agree. I think smash mouth is how you beat the Vikings because you need to wear down their defensive line. If you don't wear down that line, you're not getting anywhere.
I agree. We're having a couple issues here with Jason Mertita, so we're going to get to him momentarily. In the meantime, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to line number 12, actually. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I don't even know where they are. There's so many.
How's it going, guys?
How you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brandon from Allentown.
Brandon, how you doing tonight, man?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was just going to talk about the defense, man. I mean, like, they're saying, oh, their offensive line is going to shut us down. But I've been watching film, not film, but like videos and highlights from the Falcons game. And
film.
Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Jernigan, and Curry, they're pushing the line of scrimmage back 4 or 5 yards each play against the Falcons.
I don't know. I've been watching.
Go ahead.
I don't know who's saying that. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if there was one thing in this matchup that I didn't think was going to happen, it would be the Vikings offensive line dominating the Eagles defensive line. I don't see that. I think the Eagles defensive line is too good. I think that's going to be one of the things that's going to cause a problem for the Vikings. I think the Eagles are going to put that pressure on Keenum. I think they're going to get back there and cause Keenum a lot of trouble, which he's not going to be able to perform under. He's no Carson Wentz. He's not going to be able to run away from that.
Yeah, definitely. Also,
I mean,
how do you think – oh, good.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how do you guys think Mills and Darby played last week covering, like, what do you call it, Julio and Sanu and Gabriel? Gabriel's a sleeper.
I mean –
that movie's coming out to mixed reviews.
Yeah, listen – Darby, here's the thing with Darby. He's always going to get burned, and he's always going to make a great play, like an interception that's going to be run back for quite a lot.
Like right after.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it's like he comes out to be just average because I watch him get burned on like 5 throw, and then he'll get an interception, and it's like, oh, it's all forgotten.
Like it's pick six, and nobody remembers
right,
he got burned 5 times in a row.
But to me, it averages out to make him just an average player.
Yeah,
so
it's no good because those five burns, they got the other team a touchdown too.
Right.
So.
Mills, on the other hand, I think he played well. He really tightened it up in the fourth quarter. I think in the first half, I'd say, he looked a little shaky. But that being said, I think they both come out to be average players with an average backfield, except for Malcolm Jenkins. He's playing out of his mind.
I don't think personally, from what I've seen, I don't think that they have as tough of competition with these Vikings wide receivers as with the Falcons or teams in the past.
Right. Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I think, and I don't know about you, Brandon, but I'm looking at this team, and I looked at the team that we thought we were facing with Drew Brees and Kamara and everything like that. And I'm like,
now that would be that would worry me with our cornerbacks.
Right.
Well, not ours, yours.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't want to play Drew Brees in a shootout. Guess what? We lose 9 times out of 10. We lose that.
Yeah, definitely.
But Case Keenum,
definitely,
with Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. I mean, I don't know. Sure.
I do see where the whole Vikings offensive line dominating the Eagles defensive line comes from, because the fact that, the wide receivers and Keenum have been doing so well is because they've been giving him time. But I mean, I don't know. The same argument for the Vikings can be made goes with the argument for the Eagles, which is that they haven't really played too many like top defenses that are up there. And I think Eagles have a top defense. And so I don't see that happening. Maybe in the beginning, but I think the offensive line of the Vikings wears down way before the defensive line of the Eagles. They're just too hype.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do know. I just said that.
Brennan, let me get your thoughts on – we're not talking about it tonight, but I feel like we really should be.
Yeah.
Let me get your thoughts quickly on the Jaguars-Patriots. What happens there?
To be honest, it's kind of a mashup. Like, Jaguars put up 45 on the Steelers defense, but like, can the Patriots defense hold that? Like, what do you call it? Fournette's running all over the Steelers front seven, and their front seven's insane. And who does the Patriots have? Who do they have? I don't really know much about the Patriots. I don't think they have much from according to their front seven. But yeah, I think Fournette has a good game, 2 or 3 touchdowns again, and the Jaguars will be in the Super Bowl for the AFC.
Wow, we've been getting split in calls all night. What's your prediction?
To be honest, probably like 34-31 Jaguars. Shootout.
All right.
Yep.
All right. And we're up against it. So give me a quick Eagle score. What happens?
17-13 Birds.
See?
I love it.
I like that.
I love it. There he is.
Low scoring. Look, I will say this. He does make a good point.
Yeah.
Because the Patriots only put up 27 against the Steelers defense.
Yeah.
Whereas the Jaguars put up almost double that.
Right.
So.
Yep. Completely agree. Brandon, we'll talk to you next week. All right, buddy?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. There he is. Brandon from Allentown.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, look, I can't disagree with him. I think, again, I say you're going to be shocked because of our predictions, because I'm going to do something just to psychological reasons. And I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Reasons.
All right.
I knew you were going to correct me on that.
Right? I stopped myself.
No,
I tried to let you go.
We got Rob Guarino coming on now at 9:45 because someone, I'm not going to name names, was not on at 9:15, but he is on now. All right. We'll play his intro music here, and
you
can figure out who he is. All right. All right. Without any further ado, now that he has intro music, let's bring him on from the midday show on 97.5 The Fanatic, Jason Martinez. Jason, thank you for coming on tonight, man.
Dude, remember in Beavis and Butthead? I'm like banging my head like Beavis and Butthead when that intro music came on. I think I snapped my neck. With a little,
you know why I played that, though, right?
How about a little Beavis, Devo? Hey, Beavis, how about a little Dio? Can I get a little Holy Diver?
That's actually pretty good.
Classic.
Jason, I've been hearing your... Can you just do real quick, just to get out of the way? I know you do the impression of the other station, the one of the hosts in the morning. Can you just do that real quick, please?
Good morning. Hi. You guys put together the list of things named the things that are purple. Remember the album Purple Rain, Al?
Oh, Jesus. What a fucking hack that clown is. You gotta be fucking kidding me, right?
That's much better impression.
Oh my! Yeah. I mean, how do you beat that? Like,
wow.
Dude, how does that guy wake up every morning and go, "Let me think of a stupid fucking list to ask my audience about so you can win a WIP plan on the wheel"? Give me a fucking break.
Oh man.
Oh my God. Okay, well, without any further ado, you know who it is, Jason.
The other day, Mike,
from 97.
I swear to God, his list the other day was, give me a movie about a dog. They're doing this as a goddamn list on a major market radio show, and jerk-off people are listening to it. I don't get it.
A list about a
Jesus.
Dog?
Listen.
That's what they're talking about.
Not.
That was his list.
Is this AM radio, or what is this list?
No. This is, well, we'll just say it, WIP.
That sounds like something that I would hear on the AM radio station that my grandfather used to listen to that had polka music on it. That's what that sounds like.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah, they just... But you know where the real station's at, and that's 97.5 The Fanatic, especially that midday show from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with Jason Martinez and Harry Mays. Jason, thank you for coming on tonight. There we go. That's the proper intro.
You know, we should...
What was all that other
do
stuff?
Do something different with this phone call. Let's talk about the Patriots and the Jaguars first.
All right. First, we'll talk about the Jaguars and the Patriots. We've been having split calls all night, Jason, and a lot of people are lovingly picking the Jaguars. I just think that's just stupid because, first of all, I'll never go against Tom Brady. He's the best of all time. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think the Jaguars can win. I think the line is a little steep. But that being, I mean, look, the Jaguars are in a position right now. They've had a little slipper on for a couple of weeks now with no offense. They get the second win, and they dump 45 on the Steelers in Pittsburgh. But, you know, Lady Luck probably runs out this weekend for them. I think people are picking the Jaguars from here because they want to face the Jaguars. You know, it's real right. simple. You'd rather not face the guy that's won 5 Super Bowls, been to 7 in the last, 15, 20 years. So it's easy to convince yourself that the Jaguars are going to win because that's what you want to happen. But that being said, can the Jaguars win? Will they win? Unfortunately, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, I don't have that even being close, to be honest with you. I think the Jaguars from the Bills game shows up, and they score that amount, like right around 10, and the Patriots just go off. I honestly don't see it even being close. Give me a prediction for that game real quick.
The Patriots defense sucks. 29th in the NFL in the regular season, but I think it's going to end up being like a 31-13 or 31-17 score for the Patriots. Tom Brady just runs away with it because they adjust at halftime and they figure it out. And, you know, it doesn't matter who they have on defense. They'll find a way to stop Leonard Fournette from dominating the game. And, you know, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Once the Patriots get up 10 points, then the Jaguars have to get away from what they're good at. And that's running the ball with Leonard Fournette.
Talking to Jason Martinez from 97.5, the Fanatic Middays with Harry Mays. And, Jason, while I do want to really face the Jaguars, because I think that would be, I don't want to say for sure win, but it would be a much higher chance of the Eagles winning that game.
I want the Jaguars to win for the simple fact is not because it gives the Eagles a better chance of winning, which obviously it does, because if any team that's not the Patriots gives you a better chance of winning.
Right.
But I just think it would be a better game to watch. Personally, that last week lost to the Patriots. So like, you know, my team's out. I want to, like, if there's one thing I want to see just as much as my team in the Super Bowl, it's just a good Super Bowl. I hate those runaway games in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
I'm kind of the opposite. I would actually rather the Eagles play the Patriots. Because I think it's strength against strength thing. You know what I mean? The Eagles offense being not what it was all season long because they don't have Carson Wentz, I think that Nick Foles could have a chance maybe to put up some points against the Patriots. Whereas if they face Jacksonville, I think it'd be very difficult. I just like the matchup a little bit better. And obviously Brady, you know, everything he brings to the table is bigger and better. Plus, if the Eagles went to the Super Bowl and lost to Jacksonville, I could never live with myself again. I'd hang myself immediately in my bathroom. You know, I'd be hanging from a belt. Right. There's no way I could do it.
I think the Ben Franklin Bridge would need to have boats underneath it that night with mattresses, because there'd be a lot of people jumping off of it. I mean, really, I think.
Jason, is that coming from the fact that the Jaguars have just been so bad for so long, or
they've never won one, just like us?
Obviously, but I'm just saying, like, you know, there are other teams that haven't won one either that you could be playing. Would you still?
But if you lose to one of those teams that haven't won one yet, and when it's, I mean, the Jaguars have done one thing in their history perennially, blow, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I.
You know, and they get to home and you lose to them. Another team checks off the box that has a trophy case that they can put something in, while our trophy case down at NovaCare still's got a freaking empty shelf with just dust on it. I mean,
swallow. You know what the worst is, Jason? Like, I went into Wawa today, and a guy, he saw that I had an Eagles hat on, and he goes, "Oh, hey," he got a pack of cigarettes, and right away he took the cigarette, you know, the wrapper off of it, and he goes, "Hey, look what it is," and I'm like, "I know what you're going to say. Let me guess, the amount of Eagles Super Bowls." And he's like, "So you've heard that before?" I'm like, "Yes, it happens all the time. I am sick and damn tired of hearing the same narrative, the snowballs, the no Super Bowl rings, with callers like Sean from Pine Hill and Rob from Danielsville. I don't want to hear it anymore."
I've never heard that before with the cigarette.
No. Yeah, it's an old thing that they say, all right? And turns out he was a Cowboys fan. And they haven't done anything in 25 years.
I don't like when
Blake Bortles has as many playoff wins as the Cowboys do in the last 20 years this year. They'll just shut it.
Right. Exactly. Rob, and I want to, by the way, I'll just point this out from a side piece here. I was listening to the program today when I was driving, and I heard you mention my name. So I'm going to call your program tomorrow. I heard you mention my name because I actually got a poodle mask for the game. I picked the poodle. Yes.
Dude, man. What a douchebag you must look like with that on.
Why? It's gonna look great.
Dude, there's nothing intimidating about a poodle. That says, you know what a poodle says to somebody that sees you in that? Come up and dry hump my leg. You know? Oh my God.
But he doesn't look like any more of a
douche
than he
does. I hate to do it to you, man.
No.
Thank you.
No, but, and then I also, I really want to say this, and I know how you feel about this. I also am getting tickets for the Royal Rumble next weekend.
Well, wear your poodle mask to that, too, so you look like a D-bag there, too.
Actually, he'd probably fit in better there.
Yeah, I might fit in a little bit better there, though.
Yeah, yeah, you know me. I'm not a wrestling guy. I can't understand how a grown man can be into wrestling. But I digress.
No, I know. Yeah. All right, let's talk this game. What do the Eagles have to do to win this game? What do they have to do?
Well, I think a couple things. I think they got to put pressure on Case Keenum, and I don't think that's going to be very difficult. Because I think they have a matchup advantage D-line against their offensive line, because I don't know if you guys saw this. Case Keenum's rusher pressured. His quarterback rating dropped to 5.1. And anything that I know, I'm not a math major. I know the 5.1 is not very good. So
right.
You got to put him in positions to turn the ball over. Look, he threw a couple lollipop passes in that game this weekend, too, that the Saints didn't capitalize on. So yeah, I think that's a big key, obviously, to put pressure on Case Keenum, force him to throw the ball before he wants to, because that'll put the Eagles in an advantageous position. I think that's number one. Number two, to do something on their defense, they are going to have to. The tight ends for the Eagles are going to be huge. And I'm talking Brent Celek. I'm talking Trey Burton. I'm talking Zach Ertz. They got to have monster games, both in the blocking game and in the passing game, and also a guy like Aguilar in the slot as well is going to have to work that middle of the field. I think that's going to be a huge, huge part of this.
Okay. What do you think is the end result? Are we going to the Super Bowl or are we not?
Yeah, I think the Eagles do find a way to win. The reason why I say that, it's no slight against Minnesota. They're a good team. They've had a great year. Here, the reason why is two things. One is because of it's at home. And I've seen reports coming out of Minnesota that, you know, careful Minnesota fans. It's like going to like gangland Compton when you go down there. There, I mean, it's being portrayed as everything that maybe it is. I don't know. But, and then the other thing is this defense is just so pissed off in this underdog mentality, the Eagle defense, that I just can't see Case Keenum scoring more than literally 6 points maybe. You know what I mean? And I just don't see them being able to get it done offensively against this Eagles defense because they're so stingy and they're so good at home. Like, if you look at the Eagles defense numbers at home, they're stunning. Yeah, and I just – so I can't see Case Keenum coming in here and putting up points. So I think the Eagles find a way to score some points. Not a lot, but they find a way to get it done.
And, you know, and Jason, I've been going over it with the callers all night. I've been throwing stats at them. They don't want to, you know, even look at it. But opponents' yards per rush, away and home, I mean, they're a different team away, all right? They give up 2.8 at home, 4.3 away. And then you go to rushing yards per game. At home, they give up 55. That's nothing. That's good. But then at away, they give up 112.1. So – they're a totally different team. And then you look at even opponent points per game. Minnesota at home, 12.5, 19. I'm sorry, but there's definitely stats out there that would support the Eagles winning this game, flat out. And then you look at it, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl 13 years ago, and I brought this up at the beginning of the program.
And then in the middle again.
Right.
And now again.
Right. I love this, though. They played the Vikings and the Falcons. And then in the Super Bowl, they played the Patriots, and that was in Jacksonville. Those, like, look at those teams right there. We played the Falcons already. We have the Vikings coming up. and the two teams in the AFC are Jacksonville and the Patriots. I'm just saying, is there something there? And then we also went past.
Look at their success the last time those four things were together. So.
Hey, listen, if we make it there, though, that's all I'm saying. We need
really?
To make it
Coming
there.
From the guy who said he doesn't want to just make it there, he's sick and tired of making it there and not doing anything.
What are your thoughts on that, Jason?
Well, I mean, look, the commonality of Jacksonville taking on New England is pretty crazy as well. I saw this thing today. Somebody tweeted me this graphic today that over like 5 years, the team that has beaten Atlanta and Matt Ryan has gone to the Super Bowl every time.
You right.
Know,
and I went over
Green
that
Bay
too.
Went to the Super Bowl, beat Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
There were the San Francisco 49ers, the Giants, and somebody else. I forget who the other team was off the top.
If you can't remember it, he has it right here. He just talked about it earlier.
I talked about it. The Cardinals, the Packers, the Giants, the Niners, and the Patriots last year. And look at what happened. So you can't argue with stats. And there's a good amount of stats. Also, the four walk-off touchdowns who advance the same postseason. The game after, I'm just saying, the game after every single one of those teams
I know, but
lost.
We could be talking about better stuff here than stuff that we've already talked about.
I'm just saying. I wanted to point it out. Jason, we're up against it. Give me a final.
You just said about the thing that you just said, though, you know, a team coming off a highly emotional win like that, an improbable win, you know, I think that, dude, you can't go down to the 7-Eleven up in Minnesota and pick up a bottle of emotion and energy and adrenaline. They don't make those. And it's hard to get that back. I think it's a really hard thing for them to get up. Somebody said, well, there's no pressure. They're playing with house money now. Bullshit. To dig in and try and find that again after you just completely blew your wad on a game you shouldn't have won, it's really hard to remanufacture that. That's a big factor.
And that's what I said it. Jason, we're up against it. Give me a quick score for this game.
I think the Eagles end up winning the game, and I think it's going to be like 13-6.
I would like that.
Yeah, that's low. I think it's going to be low.
I like that. All right, there he is, Jason Martinez. You can check him out. Jason, where can we check you out?
On Twitter, at Jason Mert, and, of course, 10 to 2 every weekday with Harry Mays on the 97.5 The Fanatic.
There he is. Jason, we'll talk to you again. Take care, man.
See you, boys. Have a good day today.
I love when he does that. That is awesome. I listen to the show all the time. He is really good at impressions. Like, he does the Brokaw. I think I do the Brokaw a little bit better. But then he does other impressions.
I don't know. I'd have to hear his.
No, they're really good. This guy's talented. Well, next time he calls in, we'll have him do some impressions. Just go down the list. He can do them. But right now, you know what time it is. From Fox 29, we have Rob Guarino coming on. If I can, I'm looking for his intro here.
Right there.
Where?
Right there.
Where it is. There it is.
Make the font bigger. Local forecast, accurate and dependable from the Weather Channel.
All right. That's so stupid. He's never been with the Weather Channel. But all right, Rob Guarino, how you doing tonight, man?
I'm good. I've got to start the show with Mike. I just remember last week, they got no shot of winning. They got no shot of winning. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And if you heard
was going to grill you for that. I'm sure during your show, a few people have had to grill you for that one.
Yeah, especially me for the past hour and a half.
And I was rather confident that they were going to win that game. Low scoring. I had more points I went a little higher.
Tell them the stat, Mike.
Rob, you know what's an interesting stat?
Tell them the stat, Mike.
I texted you this last week. When Dustin and you pick the exact same outcome, you're undefeated.
I remember that, yeah. That's pretty good. I don't know what Dustin went with this week. What did he go with?
I didn't go yet. No, you're going first.
No, you didn't go yet. Oh, okay. Well, you want to talk about the game or the weather?
Let's talk about the weather because the weather seems to be a non-factor. Thanks a lot, weather. Screwed it up. It seems to be that we're going to have
I'm
a heat.
Glad. I'm...
Why?
No, I Minnesota is Minnesota. They play in that division where they have to go to Chicago and there's other teams out in the cold. I'd rather not be a factor, to be honest with you. I really don't, because I'd rather the Eagles win when there isn't crappy field with positions or wind. I'd rather them just win for their talents. I actually like that there's no weather. be honest with you. Really? I think that's going to favor the Eagles for the home crowd. Remember this. Here's some odd stats. When it's warmer, the fans aren't wearing gloves. They're going to be louder. They're going to be clapping their hands and screaming. I think the warmer we'll have for the Eagles, the people are going to be more crazy. They're going to be more drunk. I think that helps the Eagles.
Definitely be more drunk.
Maybe.
Because when you're all bundled up, man, I've been to this cup that I was at that Green Bay playoff game a few years back.
Quiet.
I think it was the year they won. That wild card might have been the game. And that was like 5 below wind chill. Man, I didn't want to move anything. I just had my hood. I had a little space to see. I had 18 layers on. It's like I'm the worst person in the cold.
Yeah. Rob, by the way, I got to rip you for last week. What the heck happened? It was literally like you. I saw your call come on at like 9:59 and 30 seconds. What happened?
I heard that.
I'm not familiar with last week. I'm sorry. My memory shot. I was too busy predicting this storm that I told you was going to happen.
He came on and he was like, oh, we're going to win 24-20.
Yeah,
it was just like the Eagles. I had to wait to the last minute to win it, to tell you the weather.
Yeah, pretty much.
Depending, see, I was setting up pretty much how the game was going to go. It was the last few seconds or whatever, the last minute. To win that, you know, on the 6-foot line, basically, they won it.
Rob, let me ask you.
We got some nice weather coming up, so. Good.
Yeah, that's not nice to me, though. Is February going to be, like, awful? Because it looks to me like winter looked like it could be going great, and now all of a sudden that one big storm never materialized, and now, I mean, it's like, boy, what do we really have to look forward to?
Now,
here?
See, Rob, you're forgetting one thing. When you predict the weather, you have to make sure not only does it fall in the month that Mike wants, but it has to fall on the specific day, and it can't ruin any of his plans either.
Right. You know, he can't have his displays messed up. Everything's got to be on. It's got to be the right hour. It's got to be during dinner time, not lunchtime. You know,
listen, is February going to be
got to be a certain size? The snow.
Oh, will you enough?
Like his porridge. He's like Goldilocks over here, like his porridge. It's got to be just right.
My God.
Kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that sound bite was coming.
Listen,
is February plus that weather channel music.
Is February going to be bad, or is it going to be good?
No, it's actually, I just looked at stuff today because we're putting out some stuff tomorrow for the next 6 weeks. It gets very cold again at the end of the month, and there's some shots of nor'easters again. February traditionally is actually a snowier month than January. That's when you do get most of the nor'easters aren't in January. You may think so, but they're really in February.
What do I care about the end of February? I want the end of January to be colder.
I just said that it gets colder at the end of January. Early February, end of January, we have a shot of a snowstorm, and then that it looks like we're going to get about a 10-15-day period. I don't even know what you're talking about over there. and then it's going to kind of level off to normal. So, yes, I believe around the 30th of January till around the 12th of February is going to be 2 to 3 chances of a nor'easter, and then it'll ease up a little the second half, kind of normal. But no, the weather models and the long range is screaming very cold weather again. This is just about a 10 to 13 day break. Yeah, yeah, it's coming back.
Was that like a wise ass comment?
I'm not worried about it. No.
Yeah, that's a good thing because I was hearing from other people, not going to say names, but Eastern PA Weather Authority, that there was a good possibility that February was going to be a flat out mild and rainy month.
Yeah, and so did the Weather Service say that for January, and look what happened so far in December. Yeah. I mean, they were, you look at some of this stuff, and the long range this year has been very tough because we believe the weather models are missing data in Alaska. We've talked about this. It affects everything. So yeah. I wouldn't look past 2 weeks in this pattern this year. I really wouldn't.
Okay.
I do agree that probably the next 2 weeks is not going to be all that exciting if you like snow and really cold. It's going to be kind of near normal to above normal, and we get a break and we reload. No, I think February's cold again. At least the first 10 days of it. All right.
Now, what do you think in this game? What happens?
Well, this is what I think. I think they're going to get in this kid's face, Keenan. I tell you, even though he's playing very well all year, you know what I kind of noticed? He's kind of lost the ball up a lot. You know, he likes that throw it up, Randy Moss, jump it up and get it. He Eagles are going to jump all over that. They're going to scheme him. Schwartz is going to scheme him out. They're going to throw misdirection defense at him. He's going to get banged up a little. Let me tell you, you saw what happened with Atlanta. They did nothing in the second half because he'll make an adjustment after the first half. This is a better, way better defense, I think, than the New Orleans Saints. And you're right. Yeah. You guys were talking before this. They didn't really win that game. That guy makes that tackle. I know he was trying to avoid, I guess, maybe the pass interference. They were going to either have a long field goal or that ball isn't caught. They might not be here right now. So, you know, Minnesota, I think they're a very good team. Very good team. They're very talented. I don't want to underrate them on that. But this is what I think is going to happen. Philadelphia is going to get three touchdowns. Three. Two from Foles, one from a pick six. Mark my words. There's going to be a pick six of this kid. He's going to throw it up, and they're going to run it back. And that's going to be their 21, and they're going to put up – Minnesota's going to put up 17. 21-17, your final. Philadelphia goes to the Super Bowl.
There he is!
Dude, this guy comes within my scores all the time. I was going to say 20-17. That was going to be my pick.
That's a good one, too, because there's two field goals and two touchdowns. Either way, I'm pretty close to that. You're right, I'll take that one, too. 20 or 21.
I think I know what might happen in this game. I think I might. I know what's going to happen in this game.
Well, I don't know what Robbie just said. Started talking.
Well, I believe that who was just on before you? I caught the tail end of the guy that was just on.
Jason Martinez from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah. He brought up a very good point. He said Minnesota got so up for that game in their house for the New Orleans Saints, who got Drew Brees. You know, Drew Brees is Drew Brees. He's won the Super Bowl. The guy's got experience. He puts up numbers.
Right.
Trust me, he's been my fantasy guy for a lot of years, and he gave me a lot of points. Whether they won or lost, the guy puts up numbers. I believe that they shot themselves emotionally, and they're going to come down to Philly. It's going to be a different environment. This is Philadelphia. The crowd is going to be louder. Let's face it. Minnesota, as much as we weren't picked, Philadelphia is craving a Super Bowl more than Minnesota. You can tell all the fans of Minnesota that, but Philadelphia, our town, this is an Eagles town. This is going to be our time to go. I think they're going.
Oh.
I do. I really
There it is. There it is. Rob, real quickly, we're up against it. Does tell me about the waning gibbous. Does that have anything to do with it? The moon? In a waning gibbous. Yeah. Love the waning gibbous.
Where do you find it? What did you do? Look that up today online somewhere?
2 minutes left. You want to talk about a waning gibbous?
All right.
The waning gibbous is going to make Minnesota miss a field goal to give us that 3 to 4 point win. That's
there it is.
The wide left. The wing to the left.
Yeah.
That's magnetic field is going to put.
Yes.
Hey, Rob. We will talk to you next week when hopefully we're talking about a Super Bowl win or a Super Bowl appearance.
I feel good.
All right.
I thought the
end of
the game
was next week.
You just cut him off.
Oh, man. I thought he was done.
You just cut him off. Great. Good job. Now we lost our. We're going to find another weatherman, Mike.
Rob, I know you're still hanging there, but we're up against it. We'll talk to you next week. I'm sure you're gonna bash me from that. What's your score?
I already said it. 2017, Eagles win. They pull it out.
Right with Rob.
Yeah, always.
All right.
Well, not always.
Here it is. I'm going with the Vikings because
I knew you would.
Right.
Yeah.
Vikings win this 16-13 there. And I'm not telling you why, but Vikings win the game. All right. Trust me.
Oh, I know what's going to happen because if the Vikings win, now he gets to start the show off saying, now here's why I said that they were going to win this game.
All right, and with that,
Jaguars win 28-24.
Yeah, and the Patriots win that 34-17. We will see you right here next week on One Sports Talk.